Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And it's a very good morning, as always, on a Friday morning. To John Richards, top of the morning, John.
Hello, Mark. Are you into these day things? You know, it's Earth Day on Sunday. Did you know that?
There's one every single day, isn't
there? Yes, there is. But it's a big one, Earth Day, yeah.
Of course it is.
You may recall, probably not, but you may recall we had Earth Hour a little over a month ago. It was a Saturday night, always is Saturday worldwide. The idea there is to switch off the lights for an hour, pull out the electric plugs, just take a deep breath and enjoy the quiet and the dark. Sometimes, if the local council can be persuaded to turn off the street lights in the city, you can even see the stars a little brighter, maybe even the Milky Way. That makes amateur astronomers happy, and there's an International Dark Sky Association that applauds that, as they're intent on working against the inexorable advance of artificial light, which, as they say, is taking the mystery and wonder of the night from us suburban dwellers. Don't know what the burglars think about that. I didn't notice much of a difference during Earth Hour here, but as with birthday presents, it's the thought that counts. So too with Earth Day. There will be a lot of focus on the environment, where we're at it, where we're going. There'll be many prominent VIPs, educators, politicians, entertainers, right down to the important audience, the youngsters. The theme this year is plastic and how to reduce its impact, particularly in the waterways and the oceans. Not surprising, you'll say. We're hearing more and more about plastic, and we all have a feeling something has to be done. Well, the American Museum of Natural History supports Earth Day in a big way and has organized all sorts of things, which is great if you can get to them in New York. But they also do a lot on social media, and one of them is a very interesting review of how issues have evolved since the very first Earth Day. Can you remember the first Earth Day? Of course not. It was back in 1970. The world population then was 3.7 billion people. In 2018, it's 7.6 billion, so it's nearly doubled. And more than the numbers, the consumption figures have gone up. On average, each person is eating more meat, throwing out more plastic, and producing 21% more carbon dioxide. Our fossil fuel use has gone up by 37%, and there are nearly 500 times more airline passenger trips than back in 1970. So for every one passenger, imagine 500 today. Ow. The average atmosphere temperature was 0.4 degrees Celsius up in 1970. Today, of course, it's over 0.6 degrees Celsius. Coral reefs have retreated by as much as 50% on the Great Barrier Reef and in the Caribbean. 150 million tons of plastic have accumulated in the oceans, more than 80 times the total weight of all the blue whales alive today. Not to mention the drastic demise of some fish stocks, so we won't mention them. But it's not all doom and gloom, the museum says. Working together, we can turn the world around. 197 countries have committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions to keep the temperature rise down to 2 degrees at most. Since 1970, 25 million square kilometres have been declared marine protected areas. We have them off the South African coast here as well. Some marine species have rebounded. Humpback whales are off the endangered list. The southern right is doing quite well. More and more of us are making individual efforts, and the growing population is better educated, and there are more of us to multiply the good work, like Sustainable Seafood Initiative and World Ocean Cleanup Day, recycling, reducing and reusing, and voting. Remember, if you vote for leaders who make evidence-based decisions, yeah, it can make a difference. You may care to surf through some of the Earth Day stuff on the web, definitely the American Museum of Natural History. They have wonderful resources, American Museum of Natural History. And do something nice for yourself and the Earth on Sunday. Thank you from me, John Richards, and Being Green.
Thank you very much, John Richards. If you'd like to listen to that edition of Being Green again, then do go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, and click on podcasts, and within an hour or two, this morning's edition of Being Green will be up there for you to listen to.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere.
When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.